Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us right now, really one of the great baseball guys there ever was, of course, of MLB Network, but he's a Hall of Famer, all of that, and that is Peter Gammons. Peter, how are you?
Hey, it's a hard time right now in our country, so it stresses me out quite a bit. Hopefully I remember how bad it was in the 60s and early 70s. My city, Boston, was on fire in the early 70s. How much it changed in time. I mean, we learned from it and hopefully did there. And it's just very strange to be in this period when there are no baseball games, and realizing that on the chance that they do come back, we won't be going to the ballpark.
Right.
You can't talk to a player for, I'm not sure when the next time, maybe next year, I'm not sure. It's a very odd time to be not only in the country, but in baseball. But we'll see in the next week what happens here with Major League Baseball.
Well, how do you think it's going to play out, Peter? I mean, look, right now, the look is not good at all. I mean, you know, you mentioned the situation in the country, 40 million people, 41 million people out of work, and these guys are haggling over, basically over money. I mean, how do you think this is all going to play out?
Well, it's an interesting situation from this standpoint. And I go back to 94, 95. Which selfishly was the longest winter of my life, the strike year. But in the end, the players bury the owners. I mean, they kept having Richard Ravitch and these people coming in. They had no experience in baseball negotiations. And Don Fehr and Gene Orza and Michael Wiener had an entire archive of labor history and knew how these things go. And I think one of the things that's really changed these negotiations, there's nobody in the union who has experience going back. And let's face it, the commissioner, Rob Manfred, was there leading up to the 94 strike and all through it and built relationships. And I think that thus far, a couple of years ago, the last agreement, the players got buried by the owners. I mean, they got a de facto salary cap without the Players Association realizing it. And trying to make up for it, it's not just as simple as saying, well, you know, we got beat. Well, you know, you did because you weren't experienced in negotiation. And I think that they've been a little bit trapped in this, too. It's more reactionary than... They've reacted to the owners. They haven't been proactive themselves, and I think that's a problem. But I keep looking at it and saying, okay, one of the things that was always part of this negotiations and the history that, I mean, understand, I go back so far. My first spring training was the first strike, 1972. I've been through it all. But there are times when experienced sides will throw something out, knowing it's going nowhere. But they'll get they'll get the response and the counter proposition, and it'll actually be what in 94-95 what the players wanted. In this year, I'm not so sure Rob Manfred doesn't want 100 games. I kind of think he does. As difficult as it is to put on a game, and I don't think any of us realize how many people go into putting together ballparks and games
right,
all around.
Right.
But still, I get that. But in the end, okay, he takes 100 games. They prorate the salaries. Let's say they agree to defer some of it, and then they get something else back for the players, that there isn't a deal to be made. Now, I do think a couple of things have to happen. I think that agents have to get away. Because I'm not criticizing, I'm not saying what Scott Boras is doing is wrong, but at the same time, he represents about a little less than 10% of the players. In the end, if there's something that the players are left out there, and they're not going back to work, they're not getting paid at all, how many, what percentage of the union is going to be saying, wait a minute, I mean, is this all about Scott Boras's clients, or is it
about
the union's clients? Now, I think my suggestion is go to whatever, Doral or someplace. I know there are vacancies at the Doral in Florida, but just have the owner's representatives, the player representatives, no agents, no leaks. I think leaks have really hurt this negotiation, and get it done in a week, because in the end, while I really worry about there being six or seven owners who just as soon as see it shut, Artie Marino, Florida, places like that, that would like to see it shut down, I think it's really bad for the game.
Right.
And somebody said to me yesterday, if they go out and the season's over now, they aren't going to have a season next year, or they won't have one until July. And will people get used to no baseball when football, hockey and basketball, golf, whatever else, are all in season? I don't know. So, in the end, if they go off by themselves and don't talk and don't leak, can they get it done in a week? Yeah, I think they can. Either that or Justice Sotomayor, we'll bring her out back and save the game, which he did once.
Yeah, I don't know, though. Let me just say this, though. First of all, I want to. You mentioned something that I've been saying all along, that there is a faction of owners that don't want to play the season because they're going to lose less money by not playing, right? I mean, there is a group of owners that feel that way, right?
Yeah, and I think that I think it's a mistake, but I think there are some owners who have become very hardline. And there are a lot of owners now that have very little history in the game, as opposed to when Bud Selig was pulling things together. I think there's a perception that if they shut it down, they can get rid of Tony Clark and Scott Boras. Scott Boras isn't going away.
Right.
Maybe it would undermine Tony Clark and the current administration. I don't know. I don't think that's fair. Because I think Tony's an extremely honorable man. But I think there's a bunch of them that think, okay, we'll bury them. And that brings me back to the mistake I watched in 72, 76, 81, 85, 90, 94, 95. The owners always thought they could break the union.
Right.
And they never could.
Right.
And the feeling that you're going to break the other side rather than making a deal where everybody's making so much money, to me, it's just so ridiculous.
Right.
And like you said so well, one out of every four people in this country are out of work right now, unemployed.
Yep.
I mean, it's a bad time to be, for both sides to be screaming. I mean, there are a lot of companies. I mean, if I'm the owner of the Oakland A's, and I know the Cap's probably got about a year left in its history, like so many of the stores in that industry. I mean, it's a lot deeper than just winning a baseball war and getting a new ballpark. It's I just hope that they get down to the rationale of the last week and understand, you know what, why are we fighting? Why aren't we all doing what Andrew Miller pleaded with the union to do a year ago, is understand what the other side needs, understand what we need, and we'll find our common ground. Because you're not going to get everything, but you can get, at least you have labor peace and everybody's making money.
Right, right. You know, and the problem too, Peter, going forward and talking to great Peter Kammons, is that, you know, the collective bargaining agreement is going to be up, what, in a year? I mean, and this is only, and the animosity between the two sides is really bad. I mean, you know, even if they get it done and they play, you know, play the rest of this season, they play this season at some point. I mean, how's that going to be going forward? I mean, it's going to be. I mean, it looks like there's really labor war looming. You know,
I agree, but I think that both sides could take a deep breath and say, okay, how do we build? We better build this relationship. And I found it was really interesting with all the wars of 94, 95. But in the end, I always found that, Dan Halen and Rob ended up with a very good relationship,
right,
with Don Fehr and Michael Wiener and Gene Orza. And they built upon that. And they could have had a major shutdown in 2002. And Bud Selig understood, you know what, 7 years after the last strike,
right, right,
we don't need that. And, you know, they ended up with a compromise on the drug testing. The players lost because they went, it's more than 7% tested positive. So that's the players' own fault. But I think they could rebuild in a year. I think it should be a real priority of the union to do that, to rebuild the relationship. And, I mean, this is a big money-making industry. Plus, I think what's very important is to understand that there are some teams I'm really worried about needing contraction. I mean,
wow.
I don't know how Miami, Tampa, Oakland, Cleveland, I don't know how they all make it.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's a lot of jobs for the union to think about.
Peter, I got it. We got to run because we're on a time constraint here. I could talk to you all day about this, but real quick, just answer me this question, and that's fascinating what you're saying. Baseball, yes or no, by July 4th?
Yes, maybe July 15th, but I do believe they'll play again.
Peter, it was always a pleasure. Thank you so much. The great Peter
Gammons. Thanks a lot, Joe. Thank you very much.
Take care. You be safe. You be well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.